The Youth's Instructor, May 14, 1884. Be ye followers of Christ. Jesus took our nature and came to our world marred by the curse of sin because he loved us. That he might rescue us from the pit of destruction into which we had fallen, he drank the cup of human woe and misery to its very dregs. He resisted all the temptations that Satan can bring to bear upon fallen man, yet without sin, thus showing that none, whether young or old, need feel helpless even when sorely tempted. He encircles us in arms of love and pity, while he grasps the throne of the Eternal, thus connecting us in our sinfulness and helplessness with the infinite God. He loves each of you, dear young friends, with a love that is deeper, more fervent, and more changeless than your parents can possibly feel for you, and you may trust in him just as confidingly as you would trust in them. He was made subject to Satan's temptations, that he might teach you how to resist and overcome him, and he will hear you when you pray and will help you. Be careful to follow the example of Jesus. As the sunflower is constantly turning its open blossom to the sun, so let your heart, your thoughts, ever turn to Jesus, the Son of Righteousness. Do not make self a center, and your pleasures and your wishes first. Seek the good of others. Study to be a blessing to them, and to glorify your Creator. This is the only way to overcome selfishness. If you educate yourself to make your interest first, self-love will become an absorbing passion, and out of it will grow great evils, such as love of supremacy and the desire to be thought very good, whether you deserve the good opinion you covet or not. These ambitious desires originated with Satan and are the ruling principles in his character. And through the fall, and through the influence of his continued temptations, men have become like him in character, in motives, and pursuits. Man has steadily declined in moral excellence until he has almost lost the image of the Lord, in whose likeness he was created. Young friends, Jesus can renew his image in your soul, but it must be your consent and cooperation. He rejoices to save all who will come to him, however low they may have fallen. Through him, you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The grace and perfection of Christ make up for our deficiencies. His character and righteousness are imputed to his believing, obedient children. If you would have a religion that will stand the test of the last great day, or that will not fail you when you are brought face to face with death, you must not take as your standard public opinion, even in the Christian world. When the shadows gather about the soul, you will not regret that you attended so few places of amusement, that you took part in so few jovial scenes, and knew so little of worldly dissipation. In that solemn hour, how will your life work be revealed in the life of eternity? Be careful, dear youth, to make no mistake where eternal interests are concerned. Cherish no uncertain faith, no unsound hope. Move understandingly in a sure path. Avail yourselves of every means that will help you to become acquainted with him in whom your hopes of eternal life are centered. If you abide in Christ, if he is in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life, you will feast on the manna of a Savior's love and will have little relish for worldly amusements. For worldly things cannot satisfy the soul that is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Religion will not make you gloomy or sad. How can it, when it brings your soul into harmony with heaven and fills the heart with light and peace and joy? Discontent, sadness, and gloom are the result of letting worldly pleasures and exciting festivities separate you from Christ. Young friends, if you take the name of Christ, seek to be all that your profession implies. Be real in your faith and in your works. The reason that there are so few live, earnest testimonies in favor of Christ and the Christian religion is because so many profess to be Christians who have never experienced the saving love of Jesus. They are not bound to Him by cords of living faith. Dear youth, I invite you to try the wholehearted way, the surrender of all to God. Cheerfully lift the cross, and if need be, gladly suffer reproach for the dear name of Christ. Then His yoke will not be galling to your neck. It will be easy, and His burden light.